The natural foods grocery chain Whole Foods is moving toward gobbling up another rival, Wild Oats. Whole Foods will pay $565 million to acquire Wild Oats and its 110 stores. Whole Foods has almost twice as many stores as Wild Oats and nearly five times the annual sales. Whole Foods is based in Austin, Texas, Wild Oats in Boulder, Colorado. And Jenny McTaggart joins us from New York to talk about the proposed deal. She covers the organic and natural foods industry for the trade magazine Progressive Grocer. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. What do you think about this merger? Is it a good fit?
I think it's definitely a good fit for Whole Foods. I have to start by saying a lot of people in the industry were kind of surprised by the acquisition, but we can definitely see where Whole Foods is coming from. Wild Oats was really their top competitor just in the natural organic foods arena. So by acquiring them, they'll definitely be the major player. It also puts them in a few new markets and gains critical mass in some of their smaller regions.
And Whole Foods has done this before. They bought up, what, Fresh Fields, Bread and Circus?
That's right. I think they've done 18 acquisitions before, but this is definitely their biggest.
They did say, Whole Foods did say, that some Wild Oats stores will close in areas where there are overlap.
Yes. I heard the conference call with the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, yesterday, and he mentioned that, you know, they're now going to be looking at the properties and kind of deciding if there are stores that will be closed or relocated and that type of thing.
Let's talk a bit about the overall environment for organic and natural food. You now see giant stores like Walmart, Safeway, Target all going heavily into organic and natural foods. How much pressure does that put on stores like Whole Foods to respond?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's clear just from what John Mackey said yesterday that the more traditional competitors like Walmart and Kroger, Safeway, these have become, you know, definite competitors for them. The conventional stores are adding more organic and natural products. They're launching their own organic lines. So there's no doubt that Whole Foods sees these chains as big competitors.
And where does this consolidation with Whole Foods buying up Wild Oats, where does it leave smaller natural foods chains or even individual stores?
That's a good question. I've seen here in the New York area, you know, we've seen a smaller natural food store go out of business from Whole Foods, and I know that happens across the country. The one thing where the smaller family-owned mom-and-pop stores might have an advantage, though, is because a lot of the consumers that buy these types of products tend to want to support local business. So they may look at Whole Foods in more of a big business way, which could be a negative and could actually be an advantage for some of the smaller stores. That said, I mean, it will definitely be tough for the small stores to compete with the buying power that Whole Foods has.
You know, of course, of Whole Foods' nickname.
Whole Paycheck,
Whole
right?
Paycheck, yeah. Any chance that this merger might bring prices down for consumers?
You know, I don't think it's really going to make that much of a difference. I think Whole Foods tries to offer such high-quality products, and because the margins are squeezed so much, I don't think they're going to be able to really bring prices down very much. I did hear one of their executives mentioning that in areas where it makes sense, they do try to bring prices down. Whole Foods does a really good job with their private label products. I think it's $365. So that's an area where they can offer lower prices, but I don't really see them overall coming up with a more competitive price point.
So Whole Paycheck, the nickname may survive.
It may survive. I mean, I would argue, though, that they're going to have to definitely be thinking about that going forward and looking for ways that they can change that perception, even if it's on a smaller scale. You know, if they can't do it through the whole store, just to try to find more ways to let consumers know that they don't have to spend the whole paycheck.
Jenny McTaggart, senior editor at the trade magazine Progressive Grocer. Thanks very much.
Thanks. My pleasure.